Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. Yesterday's high of 96 at DFW tied the record for the date, and we could be a little hotter than that this afternoon. The record for today, 99. It should be safe. Expected high today, 97. It is Thursday, May 19th. Your top local stories this morning. The Dallas School Board decides on a single finalist for the new superintendent.
I nominate Stephanie Elizalde as the next superintendent of Dallas ISD.
Elizalde is currently the superintendent of the Austin ISD, where she's been since 2020. Prior to this role, Elizalde served as the chief of school leadership for Dallas ISD, where she spent 9 years. She's a native Texan and has served as teacher, principal, assistant superintendent, and deputy chief. Current superintendent Michael Hinojosa announced in January that he will close out his 13-year tenure as superintendent and remain in the Dallas ISD until December. There is now a 21-day state-mandated waiting period before Elizalde can officially become the next superintendent. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Also on the education front today in Arlington, STAR testing will resume after a technical bug brought things to a halt yesterday. More from KRLD's Bailey Friday.
The Arlington School District is hoping to get back on track today after experiencing an internet outage yesterday, and it happened during the worst possible time while students were in the middle of taking their STAR tests. District officials reached out to the Texas Education Agency about the issue, and their policy does not allow for revision on tests. That means students will get the chance to finish their test today, but they won't be able to go back and change any answers. A cause has not been given for the outage, but the district says everything should be restored this morning. Just a few weeks ago, the district broke ground on a new fiber optic network to improve internet access at all schools. That is currently being installed, and it should be completed next year. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A veteran Fort Worth cop on the job 26 years has been charged with domestic violence. The alleged incident happened in Colorado, where Corporal James Howard was arrested on Sunday. Howard, now on restricted duty, he's been stripped of all police powers while the investigation continues. A Collin County grand jury indicts a man for murder over a shooting that happened on a DART train in March. DART police say 47-year-old Lawrence Bell killed 53-year-old James Ravenel on a train that was pulling into the City Line Bush Turnpike station in Richardson during morning rush hour. Some Dallas County judges defending themselves against claims from two county commissioners who say the judges have not been clearing cases quickly enough. Commissioner J.J. Koch says the inactivity has created a massive backlog and is costing taxpayers.
The judges absolutely have broken our criminal justice system by not working.
But 11 local judges have come out with a video claiming the pandemic is the main reason for the backlog.
Dallas County was not approved to resume jury trials until April 26, 2021. Since then, they have conducted over 210 criminal jury trials.
And in the video, the judges claim they never stopped working. President Biden has now invoked the Defense Production Act in an effort to get more baby formula into stores across the nation. The White House also enlisting commercial airlines to fly in more product from outside the U.S. Parents scrambling to find formula during the current crisis, and many are reluctant to change brands. Dr. Amy Hare at Texas Children's Hospital says buying formula made by a different manufacturer is okay.
For a normal term formula, you know, the additives should all be very similar when you turn the can on the back. Some of the carbohydrates might be slightly different. These formulas have been, you know, passed through the FDA.
She says what you don't want to do is buy formula or breast milk online because you don't know what you're getting. And she says don't dilute formula. That can lead to anemia and kidney issues in little ones. Federal health leaders warning about the continuing spike of new COVID cases across the country, especially in the Northeast. Parkland Chief Medical Officer Dr. Joseph Chang tells NBC5 there's been a slight uptick in cases here, and he expects that to continue.
I am still holding out hope, and I still do actually believe that we will not suffer the same fate as the Northeast. I do believe that we may see a small rise in cases, but I'm really hoping that we don't see anything big. And I really believe we certainly won't see anything like we did before.
Dr. Chang says most of the new local COVID cases are less severe. A Tarrant County Sheriff's deputy is finally back home after battling the coronavirus for months. That story from KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Thank you so much.
Tarrant County Sheriff's Deputy Jason Jones expressed his gratitude to all the law enforcement officers from several different agencies who cheered him on as he was released from a Fort Worth rehabilitation center. Jones returned to his Johnson County home for the first time in 7 months since first becoming sick with COVID-19. Fellow Tarrant County deputies were on hand to escort him back home, as were officers with the Fort Worth, Saginaw, and Azle Police Departments, as well as Fort Worth firefighters and Johnson County Sheriff's deputies. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Instagram users in Texas now have their filters back. Last week, some of them were not available because of a lawsuit by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's suing Instagram's parent company, Meta, over facial recognition technology. Texans can have the filters back on Instagram, but they must opt in and give Meta permission. Wall Street waking up after the worst day for the Dow Jones and S&P since June 2020, and signs point to a lower opening this morning. Kohl's, the latest major retailer to post a big earnings miss, and it's also cutting its outlook for the calendar year. The latest record highs at the gas pump, $4.29 this morning in Texas, $4.40 in Dallas-Fort Worth, and $4.58 nationwide. Oil down more than 1%. Around $108 a barrel this morning. In sports, Mavericks get blown out by Golden State in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, 112-87. Game 2 is tomorrow night. Rangers finish off a sweep of the Angels with a 6-5 victory in 10 innings. And golf's second major championship of the year gets underway this morning with Round 1 of the PGA Championship in Tulsa.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.